right, come on with it. You know what it is. Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Man, it's JR, man.
What's up, man? This is JR, man.
Man, I'm trying to find this girl, Nina, man. I went out on a date. I cooked for her and everything, yo.
Nina?
You cooked?
She can't call me back.
JR, you cook for her?
Yeah, yo. I'm like a young chef in the kitchen. Chef Boyardee, for real, yo.
Okay.
You young chef. Yo.
My spaghetti is the best. Hey, girl, love my spaghetti.
Your spaghetti? Okay. So, I mean, how have you tried to contact her, bro?
Man, I called her, texted her, I DM her on Instagram, everything. She ain't hit me back.
Okay. So this is what we're going to have to do. This you call the right place. Myself, Mo Quick and Shawty Shawty, we going to call her up for you, all right? But this is what you got to do. Right. You got to be your ass quiet until we tell you to talk.
All right.
Because we, just like you don't, we don't know what she going to say. We have not called her still. We don't know it. That's your people, all right?
All right.
But you do know a woman can cook her own spaghetti, right?
Shut up. All right. Get him on the phone.
All right. Hey, time. We about to get Nina on the phone, man. And if Nina decides to give him the Second Date Update, we will give them a $50 gift card to attribute to the date. All right?
All right. Let's do it. Man, honestly, if a dude cooks for me on the first date, like, that's going to show me so much about him. I don't know how she didn't call him back.
Well, it might be more than that. You know, that might have been his thing. He might have tried to get some ass and all that. Thinking because he cooked, she might have just not been with it. We don't know, but we're going to find out.
All right. Let's find out.
Yeah.
Hello? Hey, good morning. May I speak with Nina, please?
This is she. Who's this?
Nina, this is Streets Morning Takeover on Streets 94.5 calling. You woke?
Oh, my. Y'all played too much.
I know. That's
girl,
why we calling.
I hope I won something since y'all calling me this early in the morning.
Not exactly.
Well, to be honest with you, Nina, it is a segment on our show called Second Date Update, okay? Right on Streets 94.5. Now, a gentleman called us up about you. Basically said, you seem to have been the one some kind of way because he decided to cook for you. Does that sound familiar?
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Okay, so you already know we calling you about JR.
Yeah, I met JR like a while back. He was cool. I was in a grocery store. You know, he was cute. He was shopping. We were both shopping, kind of flirting or whatever. And mm-hmm. I just was like, you know, you don't know what you're doing in the kitchen. He's just like, I know how to cook. I mean, when you going to let me cook for you? And, you know, normally I don't do all that, a guy cooking for me on the first date. I like to go out. But I was like, okay, let me let him cook for me, open up my options and see how it is or whatever. So
he did appear to be a nice enough guy for you to let him cook for you on the first date.
Yeah, I mean, he was nice. He was cute. He was sweet. So I figured, you know, why not?
So, honey, what happened? How come you haven't been calling him back?
Well, first of all, so he sent me the address, and I go to his house, and he lived in the hood. I'm like,
girl,
can I park my car here?
Don't be judgmental.
I ain't want to be bougie, but I was just like, I don't know about this. You know, it's just kind of funny to me. So whatever, I go inside. He made some spaghetti, got a little wine, you know, real cute, real set up, real nice or whatever. So I eat the food, and, like, immediately, I just don't really feel that well. So I don't know if he noticed, but I kind of, like, you know, cut the date short and left. Girl, I got sick. I had food poisoning.
Wow.
For, like, 3 days.
Wow.
I was throwing up.
Oh,
my
God.
Toilet.
So you had one of them 3-day binges?
Oh, my God. Listen.
Them the worst. I've been there. Yo, the worst.
It was terrible. I could not go to work, and I work at Delta. I can't be missing no days at work.
And are you 100%?
I go to work.
So wait, listen. Mm-hmm. Are you 100% sure it was from his cooking?
I mean, that's the last thing I ate, and I mean that was the last thing I ate, and immediately, well, first when I ate it, I was like, something's kind of funny. I don't know if the meat was old or like.
So you ain't been on a date with him because you feel like you got food poisoning?
I feel like he gave me food poisoning. But, I mean, I didn't eat anything else after that, and I immediately like. I had the bubble gut.
We actually got JR on the line. JR, where you at, bro? This your time to shine.
Man, I'm here, man. I'm hearing everything, man. It's crazy.
No, your cooking sound like it was crazy. You better talk to her.
Yo, I ain't know it did that to you. I was just fine afterwards. I ain't know that.
I mean, like, how old was that meat? Like, did you have that meat from, like,
that boy had that
ago,
bad
was,
meat.
I mean, it was a little old, but, you know, I froze it, though, so I thought it would be good when it thawed out.
Hey, my grandmama told me, anything you freeze is always good.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Not if it turned brown.
Was the meat brown before you actually seared it?
Well, it wasn't all the way brown. It might have been a couple brown pieces, but it wasn't that bad. It still was usable, you know what I mean?
Well, how was he as a person, though? We kind of see the reason you ain't calling back. You feel like he tried to kill you.
Right. But,
but as a person, was he a good guy overall, or what was the deal with him?
Yeah, I mean, I liked him. He was a nice guy, but you know how it is when you have a bad experience with food or somebody put something in your drink. It's kind of like, you know, I was kind of nervous that,
right.
You know,
right.
Call him again.
Right. All right, this is what we're going to do, Nina. We're just going to give you the opportunity to say yay or nay, man. Will you reconsider or just at least give him a second chance? And, you know, maybe he don't, you know, maybe he won't cook for you.
Please let me make it up.
What's that? Please let me make it up.
Well, if you could take me out to eat, maybe instead of us doing the whole dinner thing, I guess.
Well, guess what?
We're going to pay for that.
Man, listen, whatever, on behalf of Streets 94.5, we are going to give you guys a $50 gift card for that dinner. How about that, Nina?
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
Hey, I'm going to call you, Nina. I'm going to call you right now.
That boy JR hit us up for Nina. Nina said, I thought he tried to kill me, but it's worth going out one more time. And if she gets sick this time, you can take this $50 gift card from 1-800-INJURED-THE-BETHUNE-LAW-FIRM, man, and go do something special. All right? A-Town, y'all got to call us up. Let's talk about this second date update, 443-520-945. Keep it where you got it. We're number one in the streets. It's Streets 94.5.